Part 8, Student Interview, Graph It.
Brandon, I was watching you use your Braille Light and the Graph It program, and I was very impressed with what you were able to do with it. Tell me, in your own words, what do you like about it? What did it do for you?
Well, I think it's very... You're talking about just that particular program.
Well, I want to know...
Or are you talking about the Braille Light?
Well, I want to know, you know, when you're examining you're looking at the graphs, does it make a difference in how you understand the effects of those equations?
Yes, I think I understand it better because I can feel where the axes are and I can feel the lines.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very helpful in determining whether it printed out the graph right, things like that.
Tell me what you think about this. Do you like using this combination of a Braille Light and a Blazer?
Yes, it seems to work very well. I think the Blazer does a nice job of printing out the graph. It's pretty accurate, I think.
Were you able to understand it tactually? Perceive it, does it make sense to you when you're looking at it?
Yes.
What's your impression of how the level of difficulty of using this combination of the Braille Light and the Graphic program and the Blazer?
I think it works pretty well. It's not too difficult once I pick it up.
Yes.
Brandon, can you identify an advantage, perhaps, or two of using Graphit over using a graphing board and wiki sticks?
Well, I think it's nice that the Blazer does it all for me once I put the equation in.
Much like a graphing calculator that your sighted classmates use?
Yeah, that way I don't have to worry about, you know, missing lines or something.
So it's more accurate?
Yes.
Okay. Can you think of any other advantage?
No, I think that's the main one.
How about disadvantages?
I think a disadvantage would be that it's very noisy. So if you were to do that in a classroom, in class, it would be very distracting.
Yes.
So it's definitely not the kind of thing you want to use in the classroom. That's when you'd want to use the graphing board with wiki sticks.
Okay. So where would you see yourself or other students in high school math classes using this program at home?
Possibly doing homework.
Okay. What about the technical difficulty? Is there a big learning curve or is it pretty straightforward and easy?
Yes, when I first started using the program, when I first tried to put in an equation, I instead of pressing the E chord so I could put in an equation, I just started typing in the equation and the Braille Light just died on me, like it turned off on its own kind of thing, and it was like really annoying. Both Ms. Seleb and I were like, oh my gosh, why is it doing this?
Right.
You know, and it's like really annoying.
So there are potential obstacles. You have to know what you're doing.
Yes.
How did you find out what to do? How is it that you know what to do with this program?
Well, from reading the manual and having Ms. Seleb help me out.
Great.